All right, if you would, go ahead and get out your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter number 20. Exodus, chapter number 20, an easy book to find this morning on Mother's Day. Amen. Exodus, chapter number 20. Genesis, then, everybody say it, Exodus. Amen. Second book of the Bible. Amen. Exodus, chapter number 20. I know some of you are probably thinking, Exodus is an odd place to preach from for Mother's Day. And I know it is, I think you'll kind of get where we're going as we go this, as we start into the message here this morning. This is what the Lord laid on our hearts and for Mother's Day. And we're going to start in Exodus chapter 20, and then we're going to go to a familiar place, especially for Mother's Day, and share what the Lord has given for the message this morning. I pray the Lord to use it to help us all. Amen. Especially talking to you moms. Amen. And you ladies out there this morning. This day is a very special day. Amen. It's Mother's Day. Amen. But then again, let's all be honest this morning. Every day should be Mother's Day. Amen. I say that about most holidays, seems like. You know, when Easter comes around, I say every Sunday ought to be Easter Sunday, and so it should. That's why we gather together on Sundays. Amen. We have July the 4th come around, or Memorial Day, Veterans Day, those types of days. We ought to always be thankful for those that have fought and are fighting for our country and for our country we live in. When Christmas comes around, amen, we always talk about it. We always ought to be thankful for Christmas. Amen. And then when Thanksgiving comes, we always talk about how we ought to be thankful all the time. Amen. So really, these things, these days that we set aside, we ought to be doing these things year-round. Amen. But also, we ought to be doing them, especially on these days that we've set aside, to draw our attention to these things. And that's why I personally like the holidays, if you will. I know they've become a commercialized, every one of them out there, way too commercialized. But hopefully we can take and keep our hearts and our minds focused on what the day is about. And today is Mother's Day. Amen. I'm thankful for my mom. Thankful for all you mothers out there this morning. And before we get into the message about Mother's Day, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, because we surely need His help this morning. And y'all pray with me for me as we preach what the Lord's laid on our hearts, but also pray for everybody listening, and pray that the computer works right, amen, the rest of the time that we're together this morning. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You for everything You've done. Thank You for your Word. Thank You for the songs that have been a blessing to my heart this morning. I trust a blessing to each and every heart that is listening and will listen in the days to come. I pray that You'd speak to our hearts this morning through Your Word. Dear Lord, thank You for our mothers. Thank You for our mothers that are listening this morning. Dear Lord, and our future mothers that are listening. I pray that You'd take today and just encourage us, strengthen us through Your Word, and help us to be the people that You'd have us to be, especially our mothers and our ladies. In Jesus' name, amen. In Exodus chapter 20, this is a familiar chapter. Maybe not if you say, I don't know what Exodus 20 has in it. When I start, you'll know. Amen. Exodus 20 has the Ten Commandments in them. Amen. The Ten Commandments in this chapter are found, and we're not going to read all of them this morning, all the verses. There's only one that I want to hone in on, and that's the fifth commandment, if you will. Down in verse number 12 of Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. You see the verses there. Honor thy father and thy mother. This morning, just for a few minutes with the Lord's help, I want to preach to you a message entitled, What a Mom. What a Mom. I'm thankful this morning that I have what a mom. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for what a mother is. Amen. And I'm thankful that I know that and experience that firsthand in my life. However, as I get into the message, I want to say this before we get wound up too much this morning. I realize that some people out there were not as blessed in the way of getting to know their mom in the way that I have been blessed. Maybe some of you, your mom wasn't the best, I guess you'd say, mom in the world. But you still this morning ought to be thankful for your mama. Amen. And we all ought to be. You say, why do you say that? Because of the old saying that's been said many times before. I hope it's not become cliche, but it probably has to a point. And that is that without our moms, we would not be here. Amen. And that is so, so true this morning. So we all ought to be thankful for our moms today on Mother's Day. Amen. And maybe some of you got problems with mama. And you and mama's had problems for a while. I'm going to encourage you wholeheartedly, all I know to say and do this morning, when we get done with this message this morning, if you can call your mom, call her and make it right. Amen. Make it right. Bury the hatchet, as we say, because I tell you, I've seen so many messages and so many things the last few days, out there, and heard people talking about, boy, mama, wish mama was here, mama this, mama that. That their mamas are gone on, not here, no longer on this earth. And let me tell you something, I don't care what the problem is you and mama got this morning, or you and daddy even for that matter got this morning, we need to put it aside. We need to move on. They're our mama, they're our daddy. We need to love them in the Lord. Amen. We need to love them for what they are and who they are in our lives, no matter what may have been said or done. Amen. We need to be the adults here. Amen. We need to be better than that. We're God's children. If you know the Lord's your Savior especially, we're God's children. We ought to be bigger than that. And let's take and say thank you, Mama, this morning. Amen. And work on those relationships if there's issues there. I'm thankful this morning for my mom. She's a blessing to me. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And you think about Mother's Day, here the Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother. I'm glad for mom this morning, because without mom, I wouldn't be here. Without mom, you wouldn't be here. I'm glad, as it's been said again, another cliche, but I believe it's important. It shouldn't be a cliche. I'm glad that my mom was pro-life. Amen. Somebody say amen out there. Type it in on the side of the page. Amen. I'm glad that my mom... And I hope you're glad. I hope that you're glad this morning your mom was pro-life. You say, why in the world are you trying to interject that on Mother's Day? This is supposed to be a nice, gushy message. Well, let me say, you wouldn't be listening to this message this morning if your mom was not pro-life. You say, what do you mean? Because you wouldn't be here. Amen. You wouldn't be here if she would have made the other decision. And I'm going to tell you what, today it's a life. Amen. And I'm glad that my mom, I'm glad that my dad, they took and they chose, amen, through the grace and the blessing of God, amen. He gave me great parents, and I'm thankful for them today. And that's a whole other subject, the pro-life thing, but I think it's important, especially on Mother's Day. Amen. This morning, the Lord has laid this on my heart. It's just two main simple points, simple message this morning that the Lord laid on my heart. And the first point is found here in Exodus 20 and verse number 12. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. May I say today that we ought to honor our moms. Amen. We ought to honor our moms and our fathers. But that's coming up in a few weeks. Amen. We ought to honor our moms. I'm glad today to know that, you know, the Bible, this word honor that's used here, it speaks of a lifting up or boasting about, to show respect. Amen. That's what I think of when I think of the word honor, to lift up, to boast, to show respect, if you will. We ought to lift up our moms. We ought to boast about them. Amen. We ought to take, if you will, today and show them respect. Amen. There's going to be times where we have disagreements. There's going to be times where, you know, we may not see eye to eye or whatever and those types of things. But you know what? We ought to be able to go past those things, look past those things, and realize, hey, you know what? I'm thankful for my mom. Amen. I love my mom. And this morning, I love my mom, and I'm thankful for her, and I hope you are for yours this morning. And you're saying amen and typing amen and liking amen out there this morning. Amen. I see an amen on the corner. Amen. And you think about today, we ought to be thankful for our moms. We ought to be thankful for our dads. Amen. But I'm going to try to stick with mom this morning. We ought to be thankful for them. You know, there's a lot of things about moms that we don't realize. That they do, that they endure, that they go through. A lot today that I still don't understand and never will, because I'm not going to ever be a mom. Amen. But I have, as I've grown older, begin to learn and see and observe a little bit more, and I'm sure I will in the days to come, about what makes a mom. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I'm trying to say this. All that they do. You know, I never understood, never even thought about, and my mind does not remember my mom changing any of my diapers growing up. I don't remember it. But you know what? She did. She did. She changed many a diaper. You say, I can't believe the pastor's preaching on the World Wide Web on Facebook this morning about changing diapers. Well, let me tell you, that's a fact of motherhood. Amen. And I'm glad Mom and Dad, I'm sure too, changed some diapers along the way. Ain't you? Somebody say amen to that one. Amen. You think about today, I'm glad to know that my mom, she took and she changed many diapers. Amen. I know there was many times she probably stayed up late and Dad stayed up late. I see that today. Many sleepless nights for mothers as they're trying to calm their kids' fears, trying to help them, if you will. And I'm thankful today that my mom and that my dad did that for me. Many nights of rocking them to sleep. I think about, especially when my kids was little, one in particular. I remember one night, couldn't get him to go to sleep, and I did this. My wife's done this a whole lot more than me. But I remember one night in particular where I took and walked and walked and walked around the living room of my house with my son in my arms, trying to get him to go to sleep. No doubt there's been many sleepless nights for my mom and for you moms out there. And this morning we ought to take and be thankful, amen, for our moms. We ought to honor them this morning. I think about the many times that they prayed for us, if you'll forgive me. Many times that they prayed for us this morning, amen. I know my mom prayed a lot for me. I think about all the songs that's been written out there about mama's prayers and things. And thank the Lord, where would we be today without mama's prayers? I think about today the times that mama cried for us, amen, and cried over us about things, if you will, in our lives. I think about the time, you know, without our moms, we probably, you know, had a big influence when it come to walking. Amen. Our moms had a big, help me, had a big influence when it come to speech and to talking. It had a big influence when it come to living a godly life. A godly life. For the Lord Jesus Christ, at least trying to, amen. And I know today that if it wasn't for Mom and for Dad, that I would not be where I am today, although it's not saying much. But thank the Lord, I do know Him as my Savior, and I am where I am, which ain't very far, but I hope to get farther because He's still working on me, because it started with my mom and with my dad. I like what the end of verse 12 says, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is a commandment with promise. Don't miss that this morning. This is a commandment with promise this morning, church. You see here, in other words, this commandment's not just one that you need to do this. Amen. Although it is. But it's also, if you do this, then this will take place. It's a promise. It's a commandment with promise. Amen. That we need to honor our father, honor our mother. Amen. If we honor them, then the Lord said our life will be long upon the earth. Ephesians chapter number 6 this morning, if you want to turn with me there. Ephesians chapter number 6 over in the New Testament. Galatians, Ephesians. Amen. Then after that comes Philippians. But Ephesians, if you will, chapter number 6 is a good verse of Scripture, and verse number 1. Ephesians 6, 1. And this is one that all parents know well, and have quoted many times to their kids, and probably kids even know it better than their parents. Ephesians 6, 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Let me stop right there just for a second. That first verse, it said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? All you kids, say it. right. Amen. In other words, simply this morning, children ask a lot of times, my kids ask, they're listening. Amen. Listen to this. You think about, they ask a lot of times, why should I do that, Daddy? I want to do this. I want to do that, Mama. Why? I don't want to. Why? The Bible says, here's why children should obey their parents in the Lord. Because it's the right thing to do. Amen. It's always the right thing to do. May I say today, honor thy father and thy mother, the next verse says, which is the first commandment with promise. Amen. In other words, the honoring the father and thy mother, even over in the New Testament in Ephesians, it said it was a commandment with what? Promise. Amen. And here's the promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So we see this promise, this commandment recorded with the promise attached to it in the Old and in the New Testament. This evidently is an important promise. Amen. May I say today that we ought to honor our fathers, but especially today, we ought to honor our mothers. Amen. I thought about today, you know, usually if we were gathered together in church on a normal Mother's Day, we would honor our mothers. Amen. We would always take and give a little token, a little gift to all the mothers that are present there at the church. And I thought about this morning, Lord, how can we take and still honor our mothers and give them something, if you will, even though we're all not able to be together this morning. And this is what the Lord gave me, okay? So if this offends some of you, I apologize ahead of time. I'm obeying the Lord. Amen. And that's what I'm going to try to do, as I always try to do. But this morning, this is what the Lord led me to do. We're going to honor all of our mothers out there this morning. Amen. Y'all ready? All you mothers, I want to give you a virtual hug this morning. Amen. I'm giving you a virtual hug from Faith Baptist Church, telling you that we love you. Amen. And we're thankful for you. And we honor you this morning as we seek to honor the Lord. Amen. I tell you, a virtual hug this morning to you moms out there, and especially to my mom. Amen. I love you and I'm thankful for you. And what a blessing y'all are in my life. Amen. And thank the Lord for it. You think about today, the first thing we ought to do, point number one, is honor our mothers. Amen. And our fathers. The second thing, turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 31. Proverbs chapter number 31. You say he's only got 2 points and he's going to the last one. Amen. Amen. I am. But this one's the long one. Amen. Amen. So don't get your hopes up too much. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 31. I'm just kidding. Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. We all familiar with this chapter this morning. This is the chapter that talks about women, mothers. It's always used almost all the time on Mother's Day. And I encourage you ladies, you mothers, mothers-to-be, read this chapter often. Amen. It talks a lot about what a good godly mother should be. Here we see in Proverbs 31, in verse number 1, we usually skip this first part of this chapter this morning. I'm not going to read it all, but I think the first verse is important at least. I encourage you to read it all later, ladies, especially. It says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother, what's those next two words? Taught him. The words that his mother taught him. In other words, we see that the words that are to follow are words that King Lemuel's mama taught him. What a woman this morning, amen? That's our title, what a mom. What a mom this morning. And you read this chapter and you see that these words are ones that was taught to a son by his mama. King Lemuel took and then rehearsed these words, and these words have been recorded down for you and for me today in the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. The words of Lemuel, the things that his mama taught him, then he took and did what? He taught them. May I say today, you and I, we need to take and teach the things that our kids, that our mamas have taught to us, the good and the godly things. Amen. There might be a few things along the way that we need to leave out. Amen. But because we're all not perfect. Amen. I've taught my kids some things and I'm like, Lord, help me. I need to try to unteach that sometimes, right? Amen. You can say amen with me there. But we think about today that the words of King Lemuel, he taught these things that his mother had taught him. And I think about today, every time that I stand up and preach, a lot of the things that I'm preaching or teaching are things that mom and daddy taught me. Amen? But you say, I'm not just preaching them, teaching them because mom and daddy said it. I'm preaching and teaching them because that's what this book says, and I believe this book. Amen. Mom and daddy was right when they told me, hey, God's word is the truth. You need to follow it. You need to live the things that's in it. Amen. They were right. And today we ought to follow these things. Amen. Because they're right. Amen. If you will. Not just because mom and daddy did, but because it's what God says in His word. Amen. And so the words of King Lemuel, these are the things that his mama taught him. And we could read verses 1 through 9, but we won't for the sake of time this morning. But he talks, he records, especially the things here in verses 1 through 9, the things that his mama taught him about some things that he needed to stay away from. Some things that she warned him, if you will, about. Some things, especially regarding women, that he as a man needed to be aware of and to stay away and be cautious and careful about some of these things in his life. But we'll skip down to verse number 10, and this is where we usually pick up at. But keep that in mind as we read here now. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The second point this morning has got a lot of things underneath it, if you will. But the second point is we're talking about honoring mom and dad was point number one. But point number two this morning is talking about, if you will, this highly favored woman. This highly favored woman. This highly favored woman is one that the Bible tells us here, she is, in verse 10, highly valuable. Amen. She is highly valuable. You say, what do you mean? The Bible says, the heart of her, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? It asks the question. Who, and notice the rest of it, for her price is far above rubies. Amen. I don't know about you, but jewelry is expensive. Some of you men say amen out there this morning. Amen. You type in amen. It's time your turn. Men, amen. Jewelry is expensive. Amen. Rubies are expensive. Gold, diamonds, they're the lady's best friend. Amen. And they are expensive today. But may I say this simply this morning, that no matter that, the Bible says that above the price of those things, above the price of the jewels, of the stones, is a virtuous woman. That is more valuable this morning. You see, simply today, the Bible says that she is highly valuable. Amen. And may I say today that this virtuous woman is the type of mother and the type of ladies that we need today in our day and age that we live in. We've always needed them, but we need them especially today in the day and time we live in. We need some highly valuable, if you will, women. We need some that are virtuous, and that makes their price far above rubies. Amen. You think about simply today, this virtuous woman, she was one of high value. I ask you ladies simply the question this morning, are you this type of lady, a virtuous, virtue by the way is in that, virtuous woman? If so, then your price is far above rubies. But notice the second thing in verse number 11, it says the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Amen and amen. Notice verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Notice with me here this morning, not only is she highly valuable, this woman, but she has her husband's heart. You say, what in the world do you mean, husband's heart? In other words, her husband's heart can trust in her. Amen. A virtuous woman is one that's highly valuable, but it's also one whose husband's heart can trust in her. Amen. May I say today, you've got to have trust in a marriage. You've got to have trust in a relationship. You've got to have trust. Trust is vital. Trust is important. Amen. We ought to be able to trust our wives. Wives ought to be able to trust us. Amen. We ought to be able to trust each other. Boy, I tell you, that's something that's went by the wayside, unfortunately, a long time ago. I think about, you know, some of the people that I know in my life that have been married 30, 40, 50 plus years. I think about my mom and dad's marriage. Been married a long time. They've had things go through in their life. They've had troubles in their marriage. They've had hard things. By the way, you have too. I have too. Amen. We all have them if we stay married long enough. But the thing is, you stuck through it. Amen. And you stick through it together. And boy, a woman that a husband's heart can trust in her and she can trust in him, boy, that's a valuable woman that you can trust in. Amen. He trusts her with his heart and with his home. Amen. May I say, you look in these verses, he does safely trust in her. He'll have no need of spoil, the Bible says. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's one that's highly valuable. She's one who has her husband's heart. He can trust in her. Amen. And he can trust her with his heart and trust her with his home. I think about today, there's a couple of old sayings we're going to talk about as we go through the message this morning. And one of them, you've heard this saying, and this is probably one of the top two most popular sayings about moms this morning. And the saying is, if mama, you go ahead and finish it. I know you know it. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I love that quote. You say, why? Because I like the ain'ts in it. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. But it's a good thing. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Amen. And I thought about that this morning, and that's true. Amen. That's true. And I think, why do I say that here? Because we're talking about the husband's heart being able to trust. The husband's heart does safely trust in her. You think about today, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. The Lord gave me this thought this morning as I was praying over these things with the message. And I ask you this morning to think about this thought with me. Don't turn it off when I give it to you. I'm going to say it a couple times, but think about this. And I hope the Lord can use this to help us and let it sink in. The husband is the head of the home, but the mother is the heart of it. I'm going to say that one more time. The husband is the head of the home, but the mother is the heart of it. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I'm simply saying this today. The Bible does tell us, and I'm not going to get into this morning, that the husband is the head of the home. There's a verse that clearly states that, black and white. If you want to dispute it and argue about it, you'll have to talk to God and take it up with Him. Amen. But the husband's the head of the home. That doesn't mean what a lot of people think it means today, by the way. That doesn't mean being an ogre and bossing her around. That's wrong. That's not what that means. The husband is the head of the home, but the wife's the heart. In other words, that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Amen? She's the heart of that home. Amen? If her heart's breaking, if her heart's aching, if her heart ain't happy, guess what's going to happen to the rest of the house, including the husband's heart. Amen. I'm simply saying today, ladies, that you take today, the husband might be the head, but you know what? You are the heart of that home. Amen. And the husband's heart here of this type of lady, a godly lady, is one that trusts, if you will, in his wife. And I thank the Lord for that. In verse number 13, we're going to read a good many verses here. We'll see the third thing under this point. It says, she seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. Notice that. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night. Kind of reminds me what I talked about a while ago a little bit. And giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. Notice that again. She planteth a vineyard. Amen. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Amen. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands, notice that, to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand, notice that again, to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Amen. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Amen. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. In other words, simply the third thing under this point this morning is this. She's a woman, a godly woman. This virtuous woman is one that's highly valuable. She's one that her husband's heart can trust in her. And also, she's a woman that is hard working and has helping hands. Amen. She's a woman that's hard working and has helping hands. She works to make sure, as you've seen in all these verses, I'm not going to go back through them again. We just read them. She takes and makes sure that her household is taken care of with her hands. Amen. You see that in many different ways in those verses we just read. She makes sure that her household is taken care of with her hands. As I pointed out those hands so many times. She has hard-working hands. Amen. She has helping hands. As she reached out to the poor, the verses says. But she took care of her home. Amen. Being a godly woman is a tough thing to do today. Amen. But here, this lady took and she reached out. And she was one that took and was helpful. And she was hard-working. May the Lord help us today and help you ladies today to be these type of ladies. One that'll take and work hard with your hands. Amen. One that'll take, if you will, and be determined by the grace and the help of God that you're going to have hard-working and helping hands, reaching out to help in your family, but to help those outside of your family as well. Notice verse number 26. The Bible says the next thing. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. Amen. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. Amen. I'm glad today to know, notice here that she has helpful words. Amen. Helpful words. In other words, today, Mama had helpful words. Here we see those words are kind words, loving words. They're not mean, they're not cruel, they're not hateful, but they are, if you will, helpful words. Amen. That she doesn't use bad language. Bad language ain't helpful. Amen. Let's just get it out the way today. Bad language ain't helpful. Bad language this morning. Bad conversations aren't helpful this morning. Amen. And today I heard a preacher talking about this a few days ago. It was something that just really struck me that I hadn't thought about in a long time. But it was so true and so right what he said. He said, you know, it used to be that you take and, you know, men were careful of the things that they said around ladies. Amen. We were respectful. There were certain things that we didn't say in mixed company, if you will. I'm going to say it that way. Amen. Certain things that wasn't done, if you will. But now, Lord forgive me, but we do it in front of them sometimes, and we shouldn't. But not only that, some of the ladies talk and say things that it's like, whoa, whoa. May I say today, may the Lord help us to be helpful in our words. Amen. May the Lord help, as this lady was, she was one, the Bible says, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. May the Lord help you ladies to be ones that speak in wisdom and that speak with kindness in your heart and love in your heart. Amen. We need ladies to be this way. Amen. If you don't, I thought about the second most popular or one at the top of the list sayings that we say when it comes to moms. We said, if ain't mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, the next one right next to that is this one. If you don't have nothing good to say, what? Somebody help me? Don't say nothing at all. Amen. May I say today, that's what this verse is saying. It's saying the same thing that we've said for many years that Mama used to say. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Amen. Just be quiet. Amen. If you will this morning. I'm simply saying today, that ladies, we need some ladies today who'll say, I know what the worldly ladies are doing. I know what a lot of people are doing out there today, but I'm going to be the type of woman that today is highly valuable, one that a husband's heart can trust in, one that's hardworking and has helping hands, one that has helpful words, not hurtful words. Amen. One today that takes and puts her family before everything else. Well, that's what a true mother would do today, this godly type of lady. We need mothers today to take this advice of old. Amen. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. And us men need to take that advice as well. Amen. You think about today, with the mothers of old, the ladies of old, they were willing to give their lives and give their tongues and give their words to please the Lord. They spoke modestly. They spoke kind words. They dressed modestly. Boy, I wonder if the speaking modest and the dressing modest kind of go together. I don't know. I'll leave that alone. Let you think about it. We're willing today. We need some ladies willing today to live modest and to speak modest and to have kind and helpful words, to be this type of lady. Boy, we need that in the day and time we live in, and us as men as well, amen, to speak wisely and helpful. You think about today, we need to show this to our children. There's many times, I'll be honest with you, there's many times it breaks my heart to see the way some mamas talk to their kids nowadays out in public. I know we all get angry sometimes and say and do things, but these four-letter words flying to our kids, may the Lord help us today. Amen. I know none of you probably do that out there today, but may the Lord help us that we always speak in kindness and love and in the right way with helpful words today. Amen and amen. You think about today, we need to have helpful words when we speak. Ladies, please have helpful words if you want to be this type of lady. You think about today, we need, if we're going to see our children grow up to speak helpful, kind type of words, then they've got to see it from mama and they've got to see it from daddy. May the Lord help us this morning. I think about Proverbs 22:6 says what I'm trying to say this morning. I'm not trying to get off on a rabbit trail. I'm trying to share with you what the Word of God says and what the Lord's laid on my heart. And Proverbs 22:6 sums up what I'm trying to express this morning. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. In other words, we have to train our children. Amen. They just don't take, if you will, and all of a sudden just they're great and good. No, it don't work that way. We have to train them. We have to teach them. We have to show them. Amen. In our lives, it's not do what daddy says or do what mama says, but not what mama or not what daddy does. Amen. It's no, do what mama does. Do what daddy does. Amen. This morning, that's what it ought to be. We ought to be living an example and training our children in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it. This is our responsibility as parents, as mothers. This is your responsibility. As fathers, this is our responsibility, but it's also our privilege, because children are a privilege from the Lord and a blessing from Him, the Bible tells us. Mothers and fathers, today we need some that'll seek to raise good, godly children. Amen. And today it's harder than ever, I know, but the Lord can help us to do that. We need some praying mamas out there. Amen. May the Lord help this generation to be the praying mamas just like the last generation was. Amen. And the generation before that that wrote those songs about praying mamas. We need some like that. Amen. Oh, how we need it. But verses 27 through 31, it says, she looketh well to the way of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, notice these next words, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, there's that again, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In other words, simply this morning, the last point is a godly, virtuous woman will be one that gets heaps of praise. She will get heaps of praise. You see here that her children praise her. Her husband praises her. Others praise her. But yet most and even more importantly, one day when the gates of heaven opens, amen, and she goes to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as some of you sitting out there maybe today listening have mothers who've already gone to be with the Lord. If she was this type of lady, I believe when she got to heaven that the Lord took and her own works praised her when she entered those gates of heaven today. Amen. And today may the Lord help you ladies to be that type of lady that the Lord will take today and He'll heap praise. Amen. If you'll take and live for Him and honor Him and please Him, the children will heap praise, the family members, the friends, and most importantly, one day the Lord will heap praise as well. I'm thankful today, amen, for this type of lady. And boy, I've had some of these types of ladies in my life. My mom's been one of them, amen. She would, you know, she's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Ain't none of us perfect, as I said earlier today, amen. But you know what today? She always tried to take and teach me and train me to do what was right and what God would have me to do. And I'm thankful for that. And I pray today the Lord would help you mothers out there listening today and help you fathers out there listening today that we would take and do the the same thing with our kids. Maybe your mama, your daddy wasn't the best mama or daddy in the world. May the Lord help you to be this type of mama, this type of daddy today. Amen to our kids. This type that they might see the Lord Jesus Christ in me and in you. You think about today. I want to close this morning by saying this, and I've said it a couple times today. I'm thankful for my mom. I want to close by telling you a story. And this is a personal story today, so I'll be careful how I say this, if you will. But I'm thankful today for all the sacrifices that my mom made for me. I think about many, I know, but I thought about one in particular. When I was in first grade, when I come out of first grade, I didn't know really how to, very little could I hardly write at all. And I had missed a lot of things that I should have got. Let's just say that simply. And mom and dad made the sacrificial decision for mom to take and teach me at home. And there was some people that took and criticized that decision, as always is when you take and make a decision like that. And there were some people also that complimented that decision. There's a lot of people that criticized that decision years ago that now, since then, have said that was the right thing to do. May I say today, amen, praise the Lord, that was the right thing to do. Amen. And I'm thankful for the sacrifice that my mom and that my dad made to homeschool me for those years. But I'm thankful also for the sacrifice that took place after about 8 years of homeschooling when they took and sent me to Blessed Hope Baptist School. And I loved my years there, just like I loved my years homeschooling. And I got to play sports, got to interact, do all the things that I ever wanted to do, that a kid would ever want to do at school. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. But it was all due to the sacrifices that mom and dad made to put me in a good, godly Christian environment with good teachers who loved and cared for us. I'm thankful for those sacrifices. And it was because of that, and then the sacrifices later to help me out some when it come to college. And I could go on and on and on, but I just wanted to share those few things this morning to say this. Ladies, mothers, fathers out there today, it's worth the sacrifices that you make for your children. It's worth the sacrifices that some of you are making today for your children, so that you might take and try to do what God wants you to do in raising them the way that He would have. The world tries today sometimes say, oh, you're missing out because you take and you're not getting to do this with your career or that. May I say, I'm not knocking a career, and a woman can have a career. Amen. I believe that. But she's got to keep that home, the number one most important priority, above that career. The first priority in a lady's life ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the second priority ought to be her husband and her home. May I say today, to all you mothers out there, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for you ladies. Today, may the Lord help you to be the type of mother and lady every day, day by day, that the Lord would have you to be. We'll make mistakes. You'll make mistakes sometimes. But when you do, may I encourage you to make it right, ask forgiveness, admit the mistake, get things right, and let's move on. Amen? And try to do better for the Lord in the future and ask for His help in living for Him. Always keep the Lord first in everything that you do. I want to close this morning with two questions and we'll be done. Number one this morning to you ladies, and really to you men as well, but especially you ladies, are you a lady today that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, may I say today that you'll never really get to the full level of this in your life. May I say today that you have to have the Lord's help to be this type of lady. I'm not saying you can't be a good mother. I didn't say that. Don't twist my words. I'm not saying you can't be a good mother, but to be this type of virtuous mother that the Bible's talking about, that's a good, godly mother, you need to be a lady that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you don't know Christ, how can you really show your kids Christ? You think about today, the Lord took, and here we see, I ask you, ladies, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today? If not, I encourage you to come to Him, admitting that you're a sinner, believing and trusting in Him, and ask Him to come into your heart and life and to save you. But second question this morning, I ask to you ladies, and mothers, are you today seeking with your whole heart to be this type of lady that honors and pleases the Lord in everything that you do? If you need help in some area today in your life that the Lord spoke to you about, may I encourage you, as we get ready to have a verse or two of invitation, may I encourage you today to pray to the Lord and talk to Him and ask Him to help you today to be the type of lady that He would have you to be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You today for everything that You've done. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You today for Your love. Dear Lord, I know we've had some technical difficulties along the way today. But dear Lord, I trust that You could take and work over and despite these things. That, dear Lord, we all might be helped and encouraged and strengthened through Your Word today. Especially our mothers and our ladies. I pray today, if there's one here today listening that does not know You as their personal Lord and Savior, that I pray today might be the day that they get saved. And dear Lord, I pray today if there's one listening that, or two or three or more ladies that maybe have lost their focus, dear Lord, on what is the most important, as we all do in our lives at times. And we shouldn't, but we do. I pray today might be the day that they come to You, seek Your help, and put things back in their life and the priorities the way it ought to be. You first, and in that home with that husband and those children in the next place. Help us today, I pray. Help the ladies today, I pray especially. Bless now the song of invitation. Have Your will and way. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I want to thank everybody again. for joining today. I do apologize for the technical difficulties out there this morning. Amen. And I hope that you have got to listen this morning, because my screen has went black for about the last 30 minutes again. But hopefully everything worked out good enough on that end. Amen. And I do want to say thank you this morning to everybody tuning in. Thank you to all you mothers. We love you, appreciate you, and are thankful for you today. Today's your day. We love you. Thankful for you. I also want to let you know, our church folk, but everybody that's listening, especially, that next Sunday morning, Lord willing, next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to have service at the church. Amen. Everybody should have got, all our church folk that's on our email list should have got an email about that. But we're having church next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. No Sunday school, just the 11 o'clock service. No Sunday night, just the 11 o'clock service. And I'll be sending out some instructions this week about some recommendations, I guess you'd say, of how we're going to do that. Some thoughts with that. But encourage everybody that's listening to try to come to church next week. Amen. Invite some people to come. Amen. And we'll space out and do the social distance thing. Amen. We'll have sanitizer, soaps, all those types of stuff, and be clean and ready to go. Amen. And look forward to worship the Lord together, Lord willing, next Sunday morning at 11. And then the next Sunday, the next two Sundays, we're going to do one service at 11 a.m. So next Sunday at 11, and then the next Sunday at 11. Amen. And then we're going to go from there regarding moving forward and kind of phase back to, Lord willing, getting back to our normal church services. And so looking forward to being together next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. I encourage you to come, be with us, and we'll look forward to worshiping the Lord together and seeing what the Lord has for us then. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and close the service. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for this time together today. Thank you for helping us, dear Lord. And we thank you for your love. And we thank you for mothers. And we thank you above all for the Lord Jesus Christ that died on the cross to save us. Bless now. Give us a good and safe day the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.